now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
So the Ravens completed their exhibition season with no blemishes on their record, a 5-0 mark, making them the only NFL team to win all their preseason games. Now, before you run out and book plane and hotel reservations for Atlanta, the scene of February's Super Bowl, consider this fact. The Ravens went unbeaten last exhibition season and the exhibition season before that. And both of the succeeding regular seasons ended with the Ravens out of the playoffs. Rest assured that if the 2018 season ends the way the 2017 and 2016 seasons did, 2019 will look quite differently, with almost certainly a new coach and most likely a new starting quarterback. But after this exhibition season, can anyone, even head coach John Harbaugh, say what this team will be or what its record will look like? Nope. And for Harbaugh, who is 6 years removed from a Super Bowl and who has missed the playoffs 4 of the last 5 years, that concept must be frightening. The Ravens start the season with a variety of questions and a host of positions. Harbaugh can't afford to wait for those questions to answer themselves, or the season and his job may be lost. The defense appears to be as stalwart as ever, though its spiritual leader, Terrell Suggs, will be 36 midway through the season and is entering his 16th NFL season. Suggs is coming off a Pro Bowl season last year and claims not to be considering retirement. But the Baltimore Brain Trust has to have some plan B in case Suggs isn't the same guy he was last year. And the team's best defender, cornerback Jimmy Smith, will miss the first 4 games of the season, serving a league-mandated suspension. Not the most comforting way to start a new year. But the defense is a bastion of calm compared to the offense, which is full of question marks. The receiving core is wildly untested. Michael Crabtree, the former Raider and 49er, didn't light the world on fire in the Bay Area, but he will be the leader of this group. Meanwhile, the offensive line was deemed so untrustworthy that it appeared the coaching staff limited the times quarterback Joe Flacco played behind them for fear of getting him hurt before September 9th's opener against Buffalo. And that brings us to Flacco and the quarterbacks. When last we saw the laconic Flacco, he was having a rather inconsistent 2017 season. He is expected to return as the starter this season, but the Ravens are planning for a Joe-less future. That was the point of using a first-round pick to take a former Heisman Trophy winner, Louisville's Lamar Jackson. Jackson needs seasoning, but he appears to be Baltimore's next starter. If that happens before 2019, then forget Super Bowl tickets. You can book John Harbaugh and Joe Flacco tickets out of town. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. For all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.